right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Welcome to Thursday, which means it's Friday Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Hamish, how are you today?
Be great if I turn my microphone on there. Sorry. Hello, everybody. I'm well.
Yeah, good, good. Jackson off today. Now, he's been very worried about catching the coronavirus here at work. I think he's been the head instigator when it comes to getting the, you know,
the hand sanitizer
on the wall.
Yeah. He's proactive. There you go.
Anyway, he's called in sick, said he woke up feeling really ill today. Imagine if he had it.
Oh, I hope not.
Does that mean we all have to go home for
several weeks?
Yeah, it would.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 14 days.
Oh, well, Maddie, we better set up a couple of best-of shows, just saying.
Get ready.
We could just stay here. Remember when we did the 30-hour marathon?
Not a
I've got a way better idea. Going home.
Screw 30-hour marathon. Let's do a 30-day marathon.
Not happening.
Take little naps, you know. Hamish, you can stay as well. You can swap
Hamish
out.
Hamish is like a gun thing of anything less, you losers.
I hope he's all right, though. Because he lives in Sydney, and he went to Mardi Gras. I was worried about Mardi Gras, in a sense.
Were you?
Well, that amount of people in an area, you just don't know with a sickness out there like COVID-19.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dad was worried.
Hey, coming up next, Crevo, you were out of the room yesterday. Speaking of Mardi Gras, obviously went down there and I was on the Kyle and Jackie O float, which is, of course, another radio station.
Yeah, because your best friend works for them.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
here we go.
Anyway, you've seen all the pictures on my Instagram of me hanging out with, the crew there. And you got very emotional yesterday.
Yeah, but there's a reason as to why, because Maddie revealed something which made me very sad.
I heard, and I wasn't in the room, but I heard there were tears.
Yeah, Maddie, you made me cry.
Jay started crying. I'm going to tell you what made her cry.
Oh, my God.
Jay cries at the drop of a hat, though.
That's true.
You do, Jay. I do. Come on.
You'll open an emotional greeting card. Tears.
I'm surprised you're not crying now.
Oh, I will be in a second if you keep this up.
Jesse J, Domino, kicking off your Thursday. It's 8 minutes past six in UFM. Good morning. Jesse J, Domino on 105.3 in UFM. Overcast showers today. Impossible storms. Tops of 23 in the city, 24 in Maitland and the valley. Jade, you're going to be missing me soon. Yesterday after the show, Crevo, she started crying and I was like, oh my God, why? We're just having a chat, right?
Yeah.
No, it was more than a chat.
Oh, what happened?
It was not. Can you let me out of the room. Can you let me tell the story or do you want to tell it for me?
No, you tell it and then I'll speak.
I don't care who tells
it,
just tell me so I can hear.
Right. What happened is I was with the Kyle and Jack team on Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
They're cool. I really like hanging out with them.
Yeah.
They're really cool people. And
I've made friends with them now.
I go, do you know what? One day, if this show doesn't work out, you never know.
That's right.
I said, maybe I'll just quit announcing and try and be a producer or something and work there. A lot easier now that I know them all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got an in.
Yeah, they're really cool. I really like them. They're my friends now.
I look over at Jade and she sits back in her chair and tears start welling in her eyes. I go, Jade, what's wrong? She goes, I don't want you to go. I go, Jade, I'm not planning on going. I'm just saying, like, you know,
good to have another
plan.
And you know what I said? I said, worst case scenario, if something really went wrong with the show, I said, I was hoping the three of us would still continue on and we're doing a podcast.
And I said, that's not happening unless I'm getting paid.
Which seems reasonable to me.
And I said, but I don't want you to go to Sydney.
I'm going to zap you down and put you in my pocket.
I go, I'll give you a hug, Jade. I give her a hug. She goes, she starts bawling, full bawling, I reckon, 90%.
The emotions.
Anyways, I'm giving her a hug and she's like, as she nuzzles her head into my armpit.
I did really find, I found the groove.
She goes, but they're not allowed to be friends with you. I'm only allowed to be friends with you.
I did say that.
I go, Jade, you need to feel more secure in life, Dale.
No, know.
I do love you.
Thank you.
But, you know.
God, we are a good team. If you've got one
person. But if I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know what? Be paid.
The loyalty goes out the window.
Otherwise, it's just a hobby.
So, you know what?
Yeah.
Blame my star sign, because Cancers are very loyal.
There you go. Do you reckon that's the reason?
Yeah.
Okay. I said, Jade, look, if it ever happens, I'll happily do a podcast.
I'm coming with you.
But like, only once a month.
And Crevo. We'll all go.
Yeah.
You're trying to escape,
Maddie.
You'll never be able to escape.
You've got us for life
you
now.
Yes.
But, yeah, Jade, look, feel secure. I'm not going anywhere.
It was just a backup plan in case something went wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we've all got backup plans.
You've got to.
I don't know. You think I have a backup plan. I don't know what I'd do, actually.
You think you'd quit radio?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, it sounds like we're prepping to leave, but we're actually not.
We actually haven't been in a more secure position since we've been here.
I know.
Enjoy.
Hey, what's in Jade's box up next? On offer, great prize this week, a double pass to the Drop this weekend, the music festival, guys. So the presets, Boy and Bear.
Yeah, all day.
All day. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Are you guys coming? You haven't decided yet?
I'm still undecided, I think I might come.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you need to let him know today, actually. I know. Because I heard all about it yesterday.
Yeah.
You guys are taking too long. You're dragging the chain.
I'm sorry.
I'll decide today.
So you can win that if you guess what's in my box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So first clue. Some people slip it in. Some people pop it in.
Okay. 13:10:09 if you want to play. We're going to do it next in UFM. Good morning.
What's in Jade's box?
Double pass up for grabs to the Drop Music Festival happening this weekend. All you've got to do, guess what's inside Jade's box? Give it a shake, girlfriend.
All right. Really listen out, okay?
Hang on. Let me turn this down. What's in there?
Yeah,
nothing.
That's what I said.
Go on, shake it
again. Shake it again.
It's okay. So light in there.
All right. So first clue. Some people slip it in, some people pop it in.
All right, taking your calls. Right now, lines are open. Who's first, Jade?
John.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you.
Mate. What's on for your day?
Driving to Unanderra.
Oh, yeah.
And Wollongong.
What are you going down there for?
I deliver some batteries.
Oh, nice. We were actually just talking about that part of the world because I used to live at Nowra there for a little bit and... Maddie said that he used to go to Jervis Bay and Huskisson and in the caravan.
You know what, John? What a pain in the ass driving all that way to deliver some batteries. Couldn't you have popped them in the post?
Oh, yeah, that'd be all right.
Well, I don't think you can post batteries. It's illegal because it's like an acid.
Then John wouldn't have a job as well.
Yeah,
so
true.
There's that.
Good
all right,
stuff, man.
Let's get into it. John, what's inside Jade's box, mate?
Is it a tablet?
No, it's not.
Thanks, mate. Enjoy the drive. New FM, who's this?
Hi, it's Peter.
Peter, how are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, another clue from Crevo.
Some people have bigger ones and some people have mini ones.
Oh, I didn't hear what the answer was, sorry.
Oh, he said a tablet like Panadol.
Or something like that, which is incorrect. That's why you get a go.
I thought maybe a Tic Tac.
A Tic Tac? No.
Great guess. Peter.
Good prize on offer too, isn't it?
New FM, who's this?
Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing this morning?
Good, thank you. Very dark.
Oh, it is, isn't it, out there? Especially with the thought of having no toilet paper. Have you stocked up?
That's just crazy, isn't it? I love watching all the posts on Facebook, all the funny stuff, but...
Isn't it just cluttering up your socials? I mean, every second post is a post about toilet. And you're a big culprit, Jade. I reckon you had 49 posts on your Insta story.
You know why? Because everyone kept sending me pictures of their, you know, local shops empty of toilet paper. Because I went to Aldi there at Hamilton. There was zero. Even the Kleenex and the paper towel was running low.
Aldi, Mayfield, plenty if you're looking for some. Walked in there and bought some because we're actually
also, out. Also, IGA Hamilton, heaps there.
But don't don't you love all the ones on Buy Swap and Sell?
Yeah, I know. $500.
$1,000.
Now, yeah. wouldn't you be a fool to go and, you know, bid on one of those? One of those $1,000 packs yesterday had 28 people watching it, Glenn.
I'm surprised no one's tried to sell some second-hand toilet paper yet.
I'm not surprised by that.
All right, another clue for Glenn, please, Crevo.
They're quite thin and slippery to the touch.
Well, that's me gone then. I was going to say marshmallows.
No.
Okay, enjoy your day.
You too, buddy. Thanks for calling. Okay, guys, let's do the reveal.
It was, in fact, a SIM card.
For a mobile phone, a mini one.
I feel like we need to have weight limits on this.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
what else did you need? There were plenty of clues.
0.1 of a gram is no good.
What do you mean?
No one can hear what's inside Jade's box.
Sometimes
Jade, it's... I shouldn't have to overwork shaking it.
No, do you know what?
Do you want me to shake your box, Jade? Is that what you're saying?
Well, occasionally you just might have to, Grevo, because it's not in me.
You need to start picking the things, Jade. Mm. It's your box. You pick what's in there.
Okay.
Crevo's running out of ideas.
No, I'm not. That was a great idea. What else do you want? It had dirty clues? That's what the game's about, really. Let's face it.
Yeah, it's true. I hate getting... Like, one good thing I like about getting dirty, though, is having a shower.
Oh, yeah.
And this came up after the show yesterday, guys. We're talking about showering and the fact that Crevo and I, our parents used to occasionally walk nude past us.
Mm.
And I said, well, I don't have a problem with the nudity. You're cool with it. Maddie was freaking out opposite us. And then I said, well, I still have a shower with my mum and my sister occasionally.
See, that surprised me. Because, like, for my parents, yes, they don't mind, like, a nudie walk, say, from, you know, getting some clothes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I'd not hopping in the shower with them.
Yeah, see...
That's a step too far for me.
And then the debate occurred. So, 13:10:09, is it okay to shower with family members?
Prize is on offer. We got tickets to the show and, of course, that double pass to the Drop Festival still up for grabs. Hamish, newsroom time next.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Want to hear something cooked?
Of course.
Yeah, so Jade has been, like, recording another show after our show finishes, and she's just been screwing around, wasting time, singing songs to Jackson. So they've actually produced a song together.
Oh, this I have to hear.
It's called Bacon. Where did this come from? Because give us some context.
I don't know if I've done this to you guys before, but sometimes I'll try. And Maddie, I think I do it to you a lot during the show just to annoy you. But sometimes
it doesn't it ever.
But I'll make up a tune with your name in it. So I was trying to come up with a tune about Jackson. Jackson doesn't really rhyme with anything. And then I was like, Jackson's like, yeah, no, nothing rhymes with me. You won't be able to do it to me. And I was like, nah, I can come up with something. And then I came up with Jackson Loves Bacon and turned it into a tune.
So here's the debut song, Jade Swizz featuring Jay Bruns. This is Bacon. Check it. Much. You're on the way to work and you're just like, what the hell is this?
Just switched over to this station. You're like, what is this?
Can you believe, Jade?
This is the fun we have after the show.
Do you know what people are actually thinking? How do these people get paid to do this?
I know. Get actual money in our bank account on a fortnightly basis for this. It's amongst the weirdest things I've ever heard.
It sure is. Up next, 13:10:09, is it okay to shower with family members? More cooked stuff out of Jade's life.
Well, and it's not cooked. I just think there's nothing wrong with this. Obviously, I'm not having showers with my dad because I think that's a bit wrong.
But your mum and your sister.
Yeah, you know, we're females. That's cool. Like, I don't know. We've just always been very comfortable with our bodies.
Pass us the loofah.
My mum. Same bits.
Squirt us a bit of soap, would you?
Very good. Taking
sometimes
your calls
you can't
next.
Always wash your back yourself. You need help.
You know what, Creevo? You just take it too far sometimes.
What are you talking about?
Five Sauce Young Blood. Good morning, Newcastle. Five Sauce Young Blood. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Tops 23 at the lake today, 24 inland, 23 in the city. Showers 13:10:09. We are talking. Is it okay to shower with family members?
That's right, because I told you guys, it came up in conversation, that I still have showers with my mum and my sister. And I'm
so weird.
I'm turning 34 this year, and I'm still okay with that.
Is it ever the three of you?
I think the last time we did that was probably maybe 2 years ago.
Three of you?
Yeah. And we're all little, mind you. So
it doesn't negate the fact now, that there's three adults.
It doesn't matter. It's just like men in, like, after they played a football match and they're showering in the men's locker room.
I think that's very gay.
Well, yeah, but
I mean, they're not washing each other's backs, Jade.
Yeah, but we're family. It's okay. You know,
you made the comparison.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the same thing. It's just the same body types. It's just a bunch of people showering together. It's harmless.
So, what do you talk about in the shower when there's three of you?
I don't know. Just
give us a squirt of Dove, would you, love?
Yeah, I'll just be like, oh, we'll just be having a chit chat.
Mummy, can you wash my bum?
We just like to hang out. It's just like, don't do that, Maddie. But it's just like Ben and I, like, you know, we'll shower together.
That's
like,
okay.
That's
your husband.
Yeah, but
jeez, I wonder what Benny's thinking. He'd love to be in that bathroom at that time, wouldn't he?
Probably not.
Come on, Jade.
He doesn't see my mum or my sister nude. Well, some guys would be into that.
You know,
then we'd be on Jerry Springer show, wouldn't we?
Absolutely.
Let's take your calls, right or wrong. Ray's first. Hey, Ray, do you think this is weird or okay?
I think it's very, very weird.
Really, Ray? Yes. I don't think so. I just think it's normal.
No. It's okay as a kid, but not when you're grown up.
What age were you when? Can you remember last time you had a shower with your mum?
Oh, maybe six.
That's the correct answer.
No, I just think it's harmless. Like, it's my mum. Like, she gave birth to me. I'm a woman. She's a woman. It's just a body.
These guys are just soaping each other up.
Occasionally, we might. Like, can you wash my back?
Ray's disgusted.
Yeah. Join the club, Ray.
There's nothing in it. It's harmless. It's my mum. I like spending time with my mum.
Thanks for your call, Ray. Appreciate it. Who's next?
Tanya, how are you this morning?
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I'm feeling a bit judged, but that's okay.
I'm here to back you up, doll. Don't worry.
Awesome. So you think it's okay to shower with family members?
Absolutely. I've got a brood of 10 all up with adults and kids, and I think we have enough body image problems and all the rest of it. I think if you put it all out there and you're happy, so long as the individual person is comfortable, there's no problem whatsoever.
So, Tanya,
yep.
Do you have like a really big shower and all 10 of you are getting in there?
We do. We've got 3 showers in our house, but we do have 1 shower with a double shower in it. And yeah, sometimes it happens. No one's forced to do anything that they're uncomfortable with. And of course, as the children get older, they develop their own sense of privacy and stuff, and they, you know, take themselves. But
yeah, they can make that decision for themselves.
That's right.
Tanya, do you have a child that's like, you guys are really crazy for showering together, like that has those privacy issues? Because I know when I hit puberty, that's the last thing that I wanted to do, anybody to see me. I was you're very private.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of round the sort of 7 mark, the kids develop their own sense of privacy.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They just naturally gravitate away. But then still there's times when, you know, you can be with a 15-year-old and you're trying on clothes or whatever. You know, it's just what suits everybody. But, God, we have enough issues around bodies. We don't need that in our family.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? It's different. Maybe because I didn't grow up with a brother. But, Jimmy, I understand, you know, if I'm in my mum's bedroom, but like, oh, Mum, I really love that dress. She'd be like, oh, try it on if you want.
Yeah.
We'll just get, you know, the kid off and try on. We don't have any problems like that. And like you said, it comes down to your body image and being comfortable.
It's not pervy. It's nothing like that.
Exactly.
It's just, yeah, accepting your skin. That's all it's about.
If your kids get to their 30s,
yep.
And do you reckon you'll all still be showering together?
Not sure on the showering. Got to be honest on that one.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So you're saying 6 and 7. That is normal, Tanya.
Yes, thank you, Tanya.
34 is fine. Oh. I'm, you know what? Screw you guys.
Oh, guys. There we go. That's it, Jade. I think most people think it's strange.
Well, no, there was two calls there. One supported Jade.
I think she, Tanya, was a little bit.
Yeah, then Tanya said the shower. Oh, 34.
No, but I think she means though when they're a bit older, like teenagers, still like maybe early 20s. That I think she's saying it's okay.
Mm. Anyway, there we go. Settled.
Interesting. Well, not really at all. But not really. Fascinating.
Jury's still out on that one.
Out of the shower into the kitchen next, because KFC. We're all big fans of that stuff,
love
right?
It. Love the kernel. Love the dirty bird.
Love a drumstick. Love a crispy chicken. They're looking for a professional finger licker.
Mm. Now, this is a job I'd be into.
So you've got to be obviously touching a lot of chicken and then licking your fingers.
For advertising.
For advertising purposes.
Ooh.
Ooh, what a job.
Would you guys be into that?
I would, actually. There's nothing better than licking your fingers after KFC.
Finger looking good, right?
Exactly. Absolutely right. So we're going to get into the details of that and maybe do a little test around the team next.
Oh, okay. 6:48, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
MC Hammer live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie, Crevo and KFC looking for a new employee, Crevo.
That's right. They're in fact looking for a professional finger licker. I love it. Shut up and take my money, am I right, guys?
Someone's on the bankroll there.
I wish. So what they're looking for is what they're calling a finger-licking model. So this is somebody who will feature on the billboards and be licking fingers for most of their job.
Incredible.
Quite an interesting job because I guess you have to touch a lot of the chicken to do the finger-licking.
Yeah.
Just to get the right vibe for it.
Different settings, because obviously KFC is global, so they might get to fly around to different exotic locations and lick their fingers in different countries.
That's right. Now, what a dream
job.
Who
do you think has more of an advantage, guys or girls?
You know what? I know most people would probably say girls, but I think KFC would probably go for a guy.
It's interesting because they are saying, like, part of the reason why KFC is doing really well at the moment is because of what they call dude food movement, which is, like, this idea that you can now, like, indulge in, like, fried chicken and stuff and it's okay. We're off that 90s fat-busting thing that was a big thing for
a
while
back. I think they should get a girl because, obviously, you know, it's good if what you're talking about, the dude food movement, you almost want the girl to be doing it so the guys get approval.
That's
to
right. Eat the okay.
Chicken.
I like what you're
doing.
That's
my angle on that.
Smart.
Do you reckon you'd be good at licking your finger, Jade?
Well, I think so. I think anyone's good at licking their fingers once they've had KFC.
I'm guessing there'd be a certain technique.
Well, that's right. It's all about technique when you're doing licking, isn't it?
Let's seek some clarification on this one as well, too. It does say finger-licking model. It is your own fingers that you're supposed to be licking with.
Absolutely.
Fine print could be important in this particular thing, too.
Good point.
Just checking, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's licking your own finger. Very unhygienic.
Yeah, no, just checking. This coronavirus thing, you know.
You don't want to go around to just randoms licking fingers.
No, I think they frown on that sort
it's
of thing.
It's very upsetting for some people.
Do they say you need any sort of qualifications or anything at all?
A tongue.
Fingers. That might help.
Exactly right. So what I thought we could do, if we've got just a moment here, we could all have a go and see who's got the best technique.
Oh.
Come on.
I've been pushing this panel. I mean...
Tell us the people grubby. Use this.
You don't want to.
Not
all right,
really,
fair
no.
Enough. Move on then. That's the end.
Do you know what? I'll do it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. You ready? Look at you, Jay.
So judgy.
All right. Pinky finger?
Pinky. Oh.
Okay. Mm. Oh, you should wash
pinky
your hands.
Pinky finger.
Link licking the pink.
Ugh. Ew.
Oh,
look
at that.
So disgusting.
Look at that tongue curl.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have a go.
Go on.
I'm
go
not
on.
Afraid.
Team yeah, player.
Go pinky for it. As well. Lick the pink as well. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, no. No sound effects. That's
no?
just wrong.
That was just disturbing.
I love how Jade's taking the moral high ground.
Yeah, no.
Like, come on.
Never again.
Go shower with your mother, Jade.
From either of you.
Are you sure, Jade?
100%.
Hey, new FM news coming up next.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, we are broadcasting live Harvey Norman Bennett's Green 10 to 1 this Saturday. They've got so many savings on offer. They're seriously super Saturday savings with loads of red hot deals only at Harvey Norman Bennett's Green, one of the biggest Harvey Norman stores in Australia, guys.
Interesting chat yesterday around the team. Jackson was in having, you know, talking to us, and he mentioned, he said, guys, I think I've totally overreacted. So he obviously does this job, and then sometimes he does other jobs where, like, with his photography and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day he had a massive day with all that, really exhausted, and at home he realized his husband had eaten the last of the ice magic, right?
Yep.
So he wanted some ice cream with ice magic. He totally flipped out, saying that it was disgusting behaviour, and he said he went off and ate the ice cream by himself in the bathroom. Just to, like, freeze out his husband.
Yeah.
Now,
we all chuck a tantrum, you know?
It happens occasionally. So what I thought we could do, 13:10:09, small problem, big reaction. Were you the one reacting, like Jackson, or maybe it was your partner or someone you know who, you know, did the reacting?
Okay, doing it next. 13:10:09, the lines are open, 7:09 right now. Kygo, remind me to forget, tops of 23 and Nobbies today. Good morning. Cloudy, overcast day, possible storms this afternoon. This is 105.3 in UFM, tops of 23 degrees around the lake today. 24 at Maitland and the Valley. And on 13:10:09, we're talking small problem, big reaction.
That is all after producer Jackson yesterday told us how after a massive day at work, he flipped it when they ran out of ice magic. I love his husband's response to him. The message literally said, "It's literally chocolate topping. Chill, Jack." Perfect reply.
Do you know what, though? We all chuck a tanty sometimes. And I mean, ice magic, I mean, it's kind of a necessity when you really feel like that. I mean, I'd be annoyed too.
Yeah.
Happens.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, we're talking total overreactions here.
Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Now, are you the one doing the overreacting?
At the time, I thought it was justified, but probably now, probably not.
Ooh, tell us more.
I would have been about 7-8 months pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
And it was, I'd say, 11:45 at night. And I had a craving for caramel Tim Tam. And I asked my husband to go get me some, and he said no, so I sat there and pulled my eyes out.
Did he feel terrible?
No. He thought it was ridiculous that I wanted caramel Tim Tams at that time at night.
He just wouldn't understand, though, would he?
No.
I mean,
and I thought, you know, pregnant women, you know, if she wants something, you get it.
Get what?
You get a pass, right?
Yeah.
Are they those caramel ego ones?
No, they're sort of the, well, yeah, they've got the squishy, chewy caramel on the inside.
Maddie's
so
like,
I told my mum the next morning and she went and got me some, but I didn't want them then.
You know what?
The
Screw your husband. I think you're 100% right. When you're a pregnant woman, especially that far along, they should be doing what you ask any time of the day because you're the one that's carrying the child and has to give birth.
That's exactly right.
I feel ya. I've got those vibes. I tell you what, we're going to go to Rachel.
Crystal
next. Crystal. Hey, Crystal, how you doing?
Hey, good, thanks.
That's the way. Now tell us, was it you that overreacted or your partner or someone you know? What's going on?
It was my 6-year-old son.
Oh, great.
So he had a lollipop and he couldn't get it open, so he gives it to Dad to open up the lollipop. And you know how you go, oh, isn't it mine now, and try and have a little lick?
Yeah.
Dad had, like, the tiniest little lick. I think his tongue touched it. And my son flipped out so much. He ran to his bedroom, slammed his door, lay on the bed, and all you could hear was him sobbing, going, "Dad, I'm missing. He licked my lollipop."
Oh, total flip out, total tantrum.
Oh, I love that.
Poor little fellow.
Thanks for your call, Crystal. See, it does happen, guys.
This is precious lollipop.
Exactly. Hey, I don't know if you remember last year, but there was a guy on the side of the street just here at Maitland Road in Sandgate, and he had a sign and he was looking for a job. Mm. His name was Owen, and he just was struggling to find anything, and nobody was calling him back. So we got him in here to the studio, and we had a chat to him, put the call out. Now, he actually got in touch with us yesterday because it's probably been a good 8 months since we last saw him. Apparently, he's got a job and he's loving it. He's a window fitter now and he's absolutely killing it at his job. So what I thought we'd do next, we're going to get him on the show and have a chat and catch up with him and see how he's going.
This is such a good story. I can't wait to chat to him.
It really is. 7:16 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Killing Heidi on the home of Newcastle's best music, 105.3 New FM. Very exciting, guys. Last year, we met a guy. His name is Owen. We actually met him on the side of Maitland Road, of all places, here in Sandgate, near the radio station. And I thought what he was doing was such a cool thing. He couldn't find a job, so he was, you know, at his last, you know, resort.
Well, Crevo jumped in his van and went down there and said, wrangled him in.
Yeah, so he had a sign saying, hey, if anyone's looking for an employee, I'm well-dressed, I'm, you know, committed,
professional.
So he brought him in the studio and we put the call out, and I believe Owen has been in work ever since. So I thought we'd catch up with him today because he got in touch with producer Jackson yesterday. Owen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, mate. Now, I'm very happy to hear this. Now, tell us what you've been up to since we last met you here.
Since you last met me there, I have got a job at Instant Windscreens in Broadmeadow.
Nice.
And I must say, I have been working my guts off for about 5 months, and it's absolutely amazing.
See, that's awesome. That's such good news, because all you wanted was an opportunity. You were willing to work hard. It was just hard to find that opportunity, wasn't it?
Exactly.
How long had you been looking beforehand for a job, and what was that process like?
I think it was about 6 or 8 weeks, and I had tried everything from online, handing out resumes, calling people up, down to standing on the side of the road with a sign.
That's awesome, and I love it that, you know, all that hard work and commitment to finding a job has paid off for you. You really deserve it.
Thank you.
Are you still living with your dad, Owen? Because I believed you were living with him at the time.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, awesome. How's he going?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's really good, man. We're actually so happy you've achieved this. Are you liking the job? Like, is it something you've become quite skilled at?
Actually something I've become passionate about.
Oh, that's so great.
I'll be walking down the street and I'll just have a look at the rubbers around the windscreens of every car and just have a look at the jobs and just laugh at them if they're a bit dodgy.
See, I've almost got goosebumps there. That's so nice to hear that you've really found a passion, because that's a big part of it, you know, is getting up for work in the morning and you're excited to be there.
True.
Yeah.
I was actually saying, Owen, to Crevo, I think yesterday, you know, Jackson told us that you had a chat to him and that you were actually really loving your job. And we were both like, you know what, that's a job that you could do for the rest of your life. You could eventually one day open your own business doing that. So we're really happy that you've made this work, man. And give your workplace a little plug, because they deserve it for getting on board. And you know what, they're lucky they've got someone as well that's as passionate about the gig as you. So give them a plug, man.
Thank you, will do. And if there is anyone out there that is as passionate as me and is an experienced tinter, we are looking for a tinter.
All right.
Awesome. What's the name of the company?
Instant Windscreens at 54 Broadmeadow Road.
Awesome.
There you go.
Good stuff, Owen.
Go in and ask for Owen.
Yeah.
If you've got a broken windscreen this way, go in and ask for Owen.
And thanks for checking in, man, and keeping us up to date.
It's all good, and thank you guys so much for helping me out.
Nah, anytime, man. So happy for you. That's so good. Young fella, he sorted his life out. Very good.
And what that's like, to me, he's saying he's very passionate about that job. What we've done there in helping someone is one of my favourite things about our job.
Yeah, 100%.
When we get to help, you know, someone or a family or something just with their life.
I always said, you know, like, must take a lot of guts to go out to the side of the road with a sign. I'm so glad it's worked for him. So.
Yeah, very cool.
Great age, name. Sex, location, coming up, $1,000.
Yes, it is. We're looking for a 40-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie Council area, if that's you. 13-10-09. You've got a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000 instantly.
That's right. New FM News up in minutes.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
To know those.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where are you now
that I need you? We are looking for a 40-year-old male from the Lake Macquarie Council area to play age, sex, location. If that is you, the lines are open right now, 13-10-09. We need a number between 1 and 30. If it comes out of our cash ball contraption, you win the cash. It's that easy, guys.
That's right.
We've got 30 seconds on the clock, guys. If you want to start the countdown clock, Crevo.
Of course. Let's ready to go.
It's okay. It's on.
Well, here we go. Someone's calling. Oh, we've got two callers.
Who should we go to first, Jade?
Line
we'll do 10.
10.
New FM. Who's this? Who?
Beck.
I'm sorry. Are you a male or a female, Beck?
I'm a female.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dale. We're after a male. New FM, who's this?
Troy.
Troy?
Yeah.
How are you,
hey, Troy?
41 years old.
40
years old from the Lake Macquarie Council area. How are you today, mate? What's on for your day?
Just
on the
way to work.
Oh, nice one, nice one. Okay, well, let's spin these cash balls. What's your lucky number there, Troy?
Number four.
Let's spin those balls, Jade.
Lucky four, Troy. Fun fact, I was going to be called Troy if I was a boy.
Were ya?
Yeah. Asked Mum, if I was going to be a boy, what was my name going to be? She said Troy.
Now, were you going to be called Jade if you're a girl, Troy? Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't think so.
All right, the number's here. Let's do this, Jay. Has Troy won $1,000?
Troy, you're not going to believe this. It's number five.
Oh no!
One off.
Sorry, Troy. Thanks for playing.
So close. I think that's the closest it's ever been.
Yeah, closest.
It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
And after this, we're going to say thanks with flowers. This is where you can jump online and nominate someone you'd like to say thanks to with flowers from the Posy Post.
Very beautiful. Good. Newfm.com.au to nominate. Doing it next, 7:42.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
I love this. And it's really hard for me because I normally pick who we give the flowers to. And I have to go through and read all the stories. And sometimes it's really hard because there's just so many amazing people out there who deserve them.
It gets emotional, doesn't it?
It really does. And this morning, we're joined by Lauren, who's actually nominated her husband, Brad, to receive some flowers. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Lauren.
Really well, thank you. And I love what you wrote about your husband, but I'd love you to just tell us why you nominated him to receive these photos.
Brad's just one of a kind. He works his ass off. You know, he goes away for weeks and weeks on end, and he's away from me and our two daughters, who are 2 and 3. And when he gets home, he just makes sure that, you know, we're looked after. You know, go and get your nails done. Go and have a break. He cleans. He cooks. He, you know, he goes above and beyond. And even after being away for so long, working his bum off, you know, I just can't thank him enough. I love him to the moon and back, really.
Sounds like a legend. Lauren, what does he do for work?
He's in earth moving.
Wow, so he's really working hard physically.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
Oh, tell us a bit about you guys, the couple. Have you been together for long?
We've been together just over 4 years. We got married last August.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And we've got two little girls, Piper and Evelyn.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a great story.
And is he away at the moment?
No, he's just here locally. He's been away in Adelaide for a couple of weeks, but he's been back for the last 2 weeks, which has been really helpful because the kids are driving me nuts.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to go away for a little while, not unless his boss spontaneously rings him up and says, can you go away? So I've got him home for a little while.
That's so sweet. Lauren, the flowers are on their way, all thanks to the Posy Post, Jade.
Yep, fresh pretty posies delivered daily for $37, theposypost.com.au. They're beautiful. Lauren, you're a great mum, you know.
Thanks.
And you sound like you've got the perfect family. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the day and that Brad enjoys those flowers.
Oh, good stuff, guys. Right now, though, brand new stuff from Harry Styles. This is Adore You, 105.3 New FM is 7.52. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM.
3, 2, 1.
Joining us on the show next is David Huang. He spent some time over in Wuhan itself. He was only 2 hours out of the province, and it was when coronavirus first hit. He came back to Australia. He's 22. He's a student. He had to spend some time on Christmas Islands in quarantine, which must have been so hard.
Wow. What's scary. That? I think it would be very frightening being put into that situation. You know, I'd like to know, you know, if they were getting communicated with enough.
How's it all go down?
Or they're just getting shuffled on like cows into...
Where are they staying? What are they eating?
I don't know.
Yeah, so we're going to chat to him next. And, of course, don't forget age, sex, location coming up before 9 o'clock. Right now, though, Taylor Swift, you need to calm down. New FM, good morning. Taylor Swift, you need to calm down with Love Across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8 minutes past eight. Very excited to chat to this next man, guys. 22-year-old student David Huang was only 2 hours outside of Wuhan when coronavirus first hit. He came back to Australia and had to spend some time on Christmas Island in detention. We're going to chat to him now.
Coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Now, first of all, I'm guessing you're back at home now. How does it feel?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it feels great to be back. I've been back about 2 weeks now, so, yeah, settling back in, so, yeah, it was good.
It must have been really scary when you got the call and you were told that you had to spend some time at Christmas Island. Can you tell us what it was like? What were the conditions like, and was it what you expected?
It was obviously a bit scary, given the whole situation and everything. I guess the island itself I had pretty low expectations, so it wasn't too bad. I was going to say, I think a lot of it, like, a lot of the experience on the island was helped by our soldiers, our army. So they worked really hard to make sure that, the experience was at least bearable.
Are you living in a house or a tent? Like, how do they quarantine you?
So you basically get put into like blocks, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It very much is a detention center. So there's like 200 of us basically, and we get further divided into like blocks basically, and in every block there's about 30 to 40 people living. Yeah.
Okay, so now each day, you're saying that the army's helping a lot. Like, how are you getting checked for the coronavirus? Are there people coming around taking your blood every day? Are they, you know, what's going on there?
In terms of checking, I guess, honestly, it was a bit minimalistic. What would happen is that they would have medical staff come in the morning to check temperatures and to basically check for any sort of symptoms. But that would pretty much be the extent of it.
So they're just poking a thermometer at you and that's it?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's really not that far from that. Yeah. It was not great.
So 2 weeks, were you just... Mm-hmm. Did you have a TV? What were you doing to kill time? Were you allowed to chat to other people who were in quarantine with you?
So, our rooms had a TV, but I didn't really watch much TV. So, in the first week, we didn't really have any Wi-Fi, so that was pretty tough.
I hear you, man.
Yeah. I was fortunate to have a laptop with, like, games on it to play, and I was also just, like, studying some Chinese in my own time anyway, so that wasn't too bad. I fixed the Wi-Fi about a week in, so it went by pretty quickly after we had Wi-Fi. So I just, like, watched shows and stuff, so it wasn't too bad.
Now, David, I'm really fascinated. Obviously, China, one of the most populous countries on the planet. What was it like when the news started spreading? Because there were obviously lots of reports that the whole place almost became a ghost town. Now, you were two hours out of Wuhan. Like, what was it like?
So, where I was, this is here, Shangyang.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. So, it... I want to say it was kind of similar to, you know, the experience in Wuhan. Obviously not as, you know, not severe. As intense. Not even close to as intense, but the living, like, experience was very similar. So what ended up happening was on the day the sort of outbreak became public, I was with my family and we were just having lunch, like, at a restaurant, you know? Mm. And it started getting scary when, like, I noticed, like, literally all the staff at that restaurant were, like, wearing face masks. Mm. And when we got, like, back to the hotel, literally all the staff were, like, wearing face masks. And then, lo and behold, later on that day, there was a news report about what happened. So, pretty much what ended up happening was, like, most of the stores were already shut down. Like, 70% of stores were already closed because of Chinese New Year.
Oh, so, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So the outbreak sort of just exacerbated everything, and like 100% of everything was closed. So, like, it literally became a ghost town at that point. Like, there would be like regular routine, like police sort of patrols telling people to, you know, stay home, don't go outside. And as the days went by, like, just the streets would become more and more empty. You would still see some people. But yeah, there will be less and less people, basically.
David, it's interesting what you're describing to us there, because here in Australia, obviously, there are outbreaks, you know, slowly starting to occur. Where you're explaining it's turning into a ghost town over there, in Australia, everyone's going to the shops and buying toilet paper.
Yeah.
So...
to be fair, that's not too far away. Like in China, it was also quite similar. Like, the shops wouldn't always be open, but they would... be open for small windows of time.
Right, okay.
Lines of people, like, lining up for supplies and stuff. So, yeah.
Just going
so
crazy.
So you think more panic, where Australia's, it's going to get more intense.
Mm.
The toilet paper thing is here is honestly a bit crazy to me, but I suppose...
this is weird, isn't it?
I suppose, you know, hysteria does crazy things to people, but yeah.
Now, let's wind back. You're in the detention center, essentially under quarantine. Mm. What's the food situation like? Are you allowed to get on the beers? Like, is there good food? Mm. Are they rolling out the ribeye? Or are you stuck with, like, Grey Gruel from The Matrix? What's going on there?
Okay, so food is definitely better than Grey Gruel from The Matrix.
That's good.
It's definitely better than that, but I wouldn't say it's particularly good food.
They weren't doing creme brulees with the little blowtorch for you.
Unfortunately, no.
Ah, damn.
So food, the quality of the food was, I had pretty low expectations. Again, you know, it has to be realistic in these kinds of situations. So the food was honestly, it wasn't
sort of like airplane food, maybe?
It's a bit better than airplane food, but it's close.
Around that sort of range.
David, we're so glad you're back, mate. You've survived it. Are you still going for tests?
No, actually, I haven't.
Yeah, cool.
Like, I haven't used it.
So once they clear you, once you're out of there, they're like, see, yeah, you do it, go back to your normal life.
That's pretty much it. Like, yeah. they gave us all, like, a certificate that says we're, like, cleared and that, you know, we've been quarantined.
Hang that bad boy on the wall.
I was going to say, when you got back to Australia and you were sort of visiting your friends or whatever, were they a bit, like, wary to shake hands with you or give you a hug?
Surprisingly for me, but I don't know, like, maybe it's just not good people, but... all my friends have been, like, you know, very, I guess, very sympathetic.
Pretty chill.
What happened. And I've just been very surprised as to how, everyone's, you know, been pretty cool with it, very level-headed with it.
Yeah, nice.
That's good. That's good to hear, man.
Oh, David, thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate your time. And, of course, David Hang, what a great
fascinating
story,
really. Yeah, great story. To hear a bit behind the curtains of that essentially quarantine-slash-detention centre. Yeah, everyone wants to know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's good to know the food was better than plain food, though. Yeah. I wonder that.
Important, important. Next, a round of Love It or Loathe It. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
All right, doing it next. It's 8:16. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Today, kicking things off, waving and or smiling to random people in the street.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Love it. I do it all the time.
How strange. Jackson does it as well. He apparently, right?
Yeah.
I drove to Sydney with Jackson once and he just started waving at people. And it's funny the amount of people that look back and like reciprocate.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's being friendly.
Puts good vibes out there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Like love in the world. Like I do it all the time when I'm walking down the street. I'll be like, hello. Just say hello to people.
Just a good vibe. The reason I bring this up, right, I was leaving Mayfield Woolies yesterday in my car and this very scruffy-looking guy carrying an open bottle in a brown paper bag gives me a big smile and wave. And then he sort of points and I smile and wave back because I'm like, oh, it's friendliness, right?
He's a star, yeah. Crevo, the big star, look at you. Yeah.
I then realise he isn't waving at me. He's waving at an equally dishevelled man doing a wheelie on a bicycle, also carrying a brown paper bag. I was like, well, I'd be waving at that guy too. Look how clever he is.
Speaking of scruffy-looking guys, right, yeah. Jade and I went to Hungry Jack's a couple of weeks back, and this man, you ordinarily wouldn't approach him or say hello. He just had that, you know, violent look about him. Anyway, Jade's like, hello. And big smile at him, and he kind of looks at her, and he's like,
"I'm about putting the friendliness Jade. Out there, Jade. Yeah. I'm with you on this one."
I got it
one.
From my dad. Like, my mum's really friendly, but my dad, well, I don't know, he's in his 50s, but he'll walk down the street and he'll just say, "Oh, g'day,"
just hello and to, just put it out there. It's good, isn't it?
I'm surprised that you do, Jade, because usually you're all about the stranger danger. Like, if I don't know you, don't talk to me.
Yeah, no, there's I don't know, there's degrees. It depends how far we go into a conversation. The other day, I thought some lady was going to follow me from the dog park because I got paranoid she's going to steal my dogs. I have levels of...
Different strokes to different folks, eh, Jade? Anyway, I was just super impressed that this guy that he was waving to could pop a wheelie and carry a bottle. Hey, it was amazing.
There is talent. I just need to rewind back.
Yeah.
Jade, you thought the woman was going to steal your dogs.
Yeah, I did. I came home and I was actually... I said, I think the lady was following me from the park. And I put the dogs inside real quick. And then he just saw me run back to the front door and I'm out there on the balcony looking, trying to see if she followed me.
Who would want
to
steal this? I mean, really?
Real recordings of Jade's dogs,
but
by the way.
They're adorable. That was at the vet. They're not always like that.
Are you sure? Oh, well, there you go, guys. Up next, though, we're doing a right or wrong, Jade. There's a whole lot of debate happening online at the moment over this.
Yeah, very, very interesting debate. Apparently, young women are ditching bras in the workplace. The bralessness is taking over workplaces all over the world.
Jeez.
And I didn't, you know what? I should have clued in to the fact that this was a thing when I was at a coffee shop in Hamilton 2 weeks ago because I noticed the girl making my coffee wasn't wearing a bra. And I actually did have mixed feelings about it.
See, this is... So you don't think it's good?
I don't think it's okay. I think you should be wearing a bra to work.
See, I think it's fine. You wear what you want as long as you're covering up your bits. It's legal. Go for your life.
I mean, what are your bits, though? The nipples showing through a shirt or...
No, well, they're not visible.
Well, it depends on the shirt, though, isn't it? And, like, button-up shirts. Like, the shirt this girl was wearing was more like a singlet. And it just, I could see side boob as well, and I just didn't think it was appropriate at a coffee shop. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well, taking anyway, your calls
yeah.
next.
Yeah.
Look, if you've got some opinions on this, we've got passes to the show this weekend and double pass to the Drop Music Festival. Yep. News time awesome. With Hamish coming up in minutes.
Or we could grab a little street meat.
Huh. Meat from the street.
Knock on the window and say, give me a street meat.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy.
Such an easy way to win a $50 meat tray, all thanks to Singo's Butchery. All you need to do is look out for DJ Mike. He's in the new FM car, and at the moment he's over at Charlestown,
yeah,
just near the water tower.
Hello. DJ Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Nova. Yeah, I am in Charlestown. Just something you met us drive at the water tower, and I've got 100 cars going fast, and they're all losers, and they're not stopping for their meat.
If you are driving on, it's the Pacific Highway, isn't it?
Correct, yeah.
If you're driving the Pacific Highway, you see DJ Mike pull over, knock on his window and say, give us your street meat, mate, you score yourself the voucher. Nice and wet out there. We're sorry about that today, Mike. I hope you bring an umbrella.
No, well, I'm laughing. I'm inside the car. They have to come to me.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
All right. Mike, good luck, mate. I'm sure someone will pull up soon. Give us your street meat back next week.
And it's all thanks to Singer's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
Very good.
But on 13 10 09, we're taking calls this morning if it's okay for women to go braless at work, because believe it or not, this is a thing. It's getting debated about online as we speak.
It's fine. I don't know what all the fuss is about. As long as you're wearing some other top that covers.
So you say when it covers, Creevo,
yeah.
Right? So I'm going to put this to you.
Yep.
There's Jade, mm-hmm. Right? You're the only female here, so we'll use you as an example.
Sure.
You've mm-hmm. got, you know, no bra on, and yep. you've just got like a grey t-shirt top on, and yep. the nips, you know, are obvious through the
fine.
Shape of them. You think that's totally fine?
Yeah, I don't see the problem with it. It's just nature. Like, it's just a part of the body.
I just see, I come down to more of a, it's presentation. Like, in certain industries, you should be wearing a bra. I don't think it's appropriate to not to. But that's me.
Yeah, totally is. Yeah, okay. And this is the debate.
Well, I mean, do you know what? I mean, if you, the guys can get away with it. I know. It's a little different, but some guys have extra large nips.
They
that
do
show through the
and
t-shirt,
especially on so. A cold day, like a windy day or something. Yeah, they I mean, might become they a little
do?
Bit.
I don't think it's fair to compare two different.
All right, taking your calls next. Dermot Kennedy outnumbered right now with the Novos, 8:39 for your Thursday. Good morning, Dermot Kennedy outnumbered 105.3 New FM 8:43. It's the debate splitting the team here this morning.
It
13.
Is.
10:09, right or wrong, women wearing no bras at work, Jade. Now, you are totally against it. You think, put them away?
Yeah, I think well, so.
Lock them up.
I know that's strange,
flip it up.
Being a woman, but I just think they should be, you know, held up in the right places. It looks better. Your presentation looks better.
What offends you about seeing, like, you know, maybe
a nipple,
poking through?
It's not, you know, it's not about the nipple. I just think it's just about the how they sit on. You know, sometimes they hang differently.
You can't discriminate.
Women.
Like, some women have had, you know,
yeah.
lots of kids, and they're misshapen as they've, you know.
I understand that, and it's got nothing to do with that. I just think it comes down to, like, this is a debate that's happening online because a lot more women in particular in offices are wearing, going braless.
Are you wearing one now?
Yeah, I always wear a bra because I do have big boobs. I've said this before on the show, so it's very important.
You love saying that, don't you?
For me to... No, well, it's true.
It's just the truth. Facts,
man. It's the truth, facts.
That's what we deal in here.
It's very important to have a well-supporting bra, so I just think it looks better. You know, regardless of your size, it definitely...
Okay. Well, let's take some calls, shall we? We'll go to Cheryl first. Hey, Cheryl.
Hello, how you going?
We're doing good. What are your thoughts on this? Should women be wearing bras at work?
Yes, they should. I had an experience at work.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for a rag company, and we had a 19-year-old girl that used to work for us, and I was the floor manager at
yeah.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she'd bend over, her bloody boobs would pop out.
Yeah.
Like, straight out of the top.
I had to tell her to go and get a find a t-shirt and put a t-shirt on.
See, now, Cheryl, I sort of agree with you in the terms of if it's popping out, then there's an issue. But if you've got like a shirt that fully covers, so there's no chance of pop out, are you saying that the bra must be worn?
Yes.
I think so too, Cheryl, because you know what? Women, you work better in a bra because they're not getting in your way. So I personally think, and you know what they're saying too, Cheryl? They're saying it's because millennial women are much more self-confident than women used to be. I think that's a baloney excuse, in my opinion.
No, I don't agree with that.
I wear a bra 24/7. Oh, well, that's not comfortable, Cheryl.
Surely not. What if you've got smaller boobs and they're not going to, like, get in your way?
You know what?
No.
Yeah, no, I agree, Cheryl. And you know what, Cheryl? You'll understand this too. There's actually, it's better for you to be wearing a bra. And also the fact is, because gravity will set in at some point, but it won't make them, you know, hang down lower than they should later on in life.
Cheryl, so what? You're telling me, Cheryl, I don't know if you have a partner or not, but you're going to bed, you want to relax, you're leaving that thing strapped on.
Yes, I do. 24/7.
Yeah, I wear a...
In the shower and everything.
You must have some...
Oh, no, not in the shower.
okay.
Oh, it's the only time you go free.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl, we're going to give you a couple of movie tickets. Reading Cinemas, Charlestown, just hold the line for us. Who have we got next? Paris. Hey, Paris.
Hey.
Hey, mate. Now, of course you were going to call Paris because you've always got a good opinion on these sorts of topics. Now, tell me, should they be wearing bras at work?
I think it's really up to them, unless it really affects the company's policies on... their dress code.
Mm.
I think, what's the problem in actually trying to tell a woman to actually be not confident with her own body?
Yeah,
I think it's empowering a woman to be confident with her own skin.
What's
that?
Taking that away from someone, isn't it 2020 and we're supposed to be empowering other people to be confident with themselves.
Finally, some common sense on the show.
Do you know what, though?
I don't like this wagon.
Okay, this is my opinion, right? There are some, like, real talk.
Yeah.
There are some really fat guys out there who sometimes have bigger boobs than some girls. Should they be putting a bra on too?
It's different.
No, it's not.
Yes,
same
it
thing.
Is.
I don't
it's not.
Different.
Same it
thing.
Is different.
Same
it's
thing.
Different.
Hey, Paris.
The Japanese actually brought out a bra for the men.
Oh, well, you can just wear this, the women's
one. Hey, personal choice. If you're a man and you want to and you're into it, by all means.
Hey,
yeah,
Paris.
If you're a woman and don't want to.
Do you want to go to the...
The fact is, women should be. Anyway.
Okay. Paris, do you want to go to the Drop Music Festival?
Yeah, love to.
Boom. All yours, mate. Happening this weekend. Hold the line for us. One more call. Let's break this tie. Who have we got?
Brad. Hey, Brad. How are you?
Hey, Brad.
Thanks,
that's the way. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think that women should have to wear bras at work?
Nah, of course not.
Yeah, I hear you, mate. Now, tell us what your thinking is behind it. What's your theory?
When you think about it, you've got to think about the fairness and quality at work.
Mm.
Right? Women want all the money, but... Yeah, no.
Equality
at work.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, men don't have to wear bras, so why should women have to?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I
agree with you. They shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't be flopping out.
Exactly right. And yeah, you wouldn't stand for that.
As long as you can't see the boobs.
I think that's right, because men don't take their shirts off, you know, in the office, so I mean...
I think it's ridiculous.
Walking down junk around the work area.
Wearing a bra, guys, it actually improves your posture, it actually boosts your confidence, so I don't know why, you know, the confidence goes both ways for wearing a bra and not wearing a bra, because personally, having boobs the size of mine, I feel more confident in a bra.
Again.
No, just saying. It improves your health, it'll ease your back pain.
Did you get that, Brad? Jade has big boobs.
Yeah, that's all right. So is my wife.
So, you know what?
Well, I'm looking at them right now. Yeah, they're big.
And just out of you, what does your wife, how does she feel about this? From a woman's perspective.
She doesn't want nothing to do with it. She doesn't like talking on radio. She's a bit shy.
Fair enough.
I'm going to take her on my side.
Of course you are.
Oh, well, there we go. Thank you, Brad. Hey, do you want to go along to the show, Family Pass?
Well, we've already won some tickets, but...
You can't have any more. Sorry.
No, you only get one.
Only get one.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Brad.
Thank you, Brad. Very good. Oh, wow, there you go,
Smart man, Brad. I like Brad.
Jade looks so offended.
Women, men.
Oh, they're gross, aren't they? Boys have germs, don't they?
They do.
Age, sex, location. Up next, your chance to win $1,000. Who are we looking for?
We're looking for a 36-year-old female from the Maitland City Council area. So if that is you, you live there, you're 36 and you're a lady, this is your chance. 13-10-09, call up for a 1 in 30 shot at $1,000.
Playing in minutes. New FM is 8:50. Good morning.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well. Denovos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. You know that
I need you. Yes, Newcastle, it's the easiest way to win $1,000 every day with age, sex, location. We are looking for today, guys.
36-year-old female from Maitland.
That is correct. You ring through if that is you with your lucky number. Jade spins her cash balls over there and it pops out. You win the cash money, guys.
And lucky Lauren from East Maitland got in this morning.
Hey, Loz.
How's it doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Big plans for the weekend? It's just around the corner.
I know. It's my daughter's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, how old is she going to be?
She's going to be one.
Oh, first birthday. How nice. So what are you going to be doing?
I don't know yet. To be honest, I'm a last-minute kind of girl, so I'll just play it by ear.
Depends if you win $1,000 from the radio station or not.
I know. I've been listening to this every single morning, and I've been like, oh, what are the chances of my birthday, my area coming out, and here I am.
I'm on the phone. Yes.
Well, I'd love you to win, Lauren.
Yeah,
give your daughter
crossed.
A massive first birthday. What's her name?
It's Evie.
Evie. Oh, that's a lovely name. Okay, cool.
All right, here we go.
Ready, Jade?
Yeah.
What's your lucky number, Lauren?
Well, number 6, because tomorrow's the 6th of March, so I'm going to trust little Levy and go with that.
All right, I like the plan.
You
okay.
Ready?
Here we go.
Here we go. Spin those cash balls.
Oh, ball number 5 came out earlier this morning, so...
Are you serious?
Yeah, let's hope it's
that doesn't ball matter. Number 6. It means nothing. It's all random.
All right, here we go. Jade.
Okay.
It's coming down the hole.
I love this. Okay, we were after ball number 6.
Yeah.
It's ball number 19.
Oh, sorry.
That's my birthday, 19th of March.
Oh, finally.
Were you tossing up between that and number 6?
No, number 10 and number 6.
Oh, Lauren. Well, you know what? We'll give you a pass to the show because obviously that kicks off tomorrow, so you can take the family along to that.
Oh, thank you so much. That's nice.
Family pass, newcastleshow.com.au. All yours. Thank you, Lauren. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. And don't forget, right across your workday here at New FM, we have our The Show Ticket Blitz.
That's right.
So keep it right here on New FM. If you would like to be a winner, 105 commercial free, kicking off next with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Maddie.
So if you're a big Maddie fan, this is your chance. It's double dose of Maddie
all
today.
All the way to 1?
Yeah.
Two?
No, I don't think so. I'm just seeing 105.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, poor old Jackson's off today, you know.
Yeah, he's crook.
Oh, so only an hour.
Yeah. So very exciting, guys. Of course, Friday tomorrow.
Mm.
But coming up next, 105 minutes, some the get up on the way.
Oh, yeah. Nice. In honor of Jackson, some might say.
Yeah, he loves
that
his jam.
True. I'm so over this song. But you know what? It's still catchy, right?
It is very catchy.
All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget the podcast available, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We'll see you then, guys. Bye.
Bye.
See
ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.